It's 7:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A court ruling will let the state's redistricting process move ahead. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
The redrawing of Colorado's electoral maps has not gone smoothly. Two independent commissions are supposed to design new districts for future elections, and they'll be adding an 8th congressional district due to population growth. The biggest problem is that the U.S. Census will be months late in delivering the detailed population data that's needed. But this week, the state Supreme Court found that the commissions could use preliminary census data to start making maps. The commissions say they'll publish draft maps later this month based on the preliminary data, followed by public hearings and revisions. The final data is expected late this summer. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A bill that puts more rules on the use of ketamine in police settings has passed the state Senate. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
The proposed law puts stronger rules on how law enforcement communicate with paramedics who administer the powerful sedative to people outside a hospital. The way the bill is worded, if officers unduly influence EMTs when deciding to give ketamine, they could face discipline. Officers also have a duty to intervene if another officer is overly influencing paramedics. Law enforcement opposed the bill, saying they don't influence paramedics now and that their mere words should not be considered a use of force. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The state is changing its definition of a COVID-19 outbreak in schools and workplaces. The new definition is 5 or more confirmed or probable cases in most places. The old definition of 2 cases will not change for nursing homes or correctional facilities. A national initiative to end homelessness among veterans has recognized Fremont County for meeting its top standard. Here's CPR's Dan Boyce.
Built for Zero is a homelessness initiative from the nonprofit Community Solutions. It wants communities to know all unhoused veterans by name and show they can keep the homeless vet population under the number that can be placed in a home in 1 month. In Fremont County, that number is 3 individuals. A group of 7 organizations, from local governments to religious organizations, worked on earning the distinction. There are currently 80 communities nationwide participating in Built for Zero, including 8 others in Colorado. Dan Boyce, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.